इन टच मल्टीकल्चरल सेंटर अगेंस्ट फैमिली वायलेंस नामक संस्था ने एक नवीनतम पोजीशन पेपर जारी किया है, जिसमें प्रवासी और शरणार्थी समुदायों के भीतर होने वाली पारिवारिक हिंसा से जुड़ी घटनाओं पर प्रकाश डाला है, जो यह दिखाता है कि इन मामलों में उत्तरजीवियों को कानून प्रवर्तन और न्याय प्रणाली द्वारा गलत तरीके से प्रमुख हमलावर के रूप में पहचाना जाता है। यह पारिवारिक हिंसा को लेकर विक्टोरिया के रॉयल कमीशन की एक मुख्य बात है। बताया जा रहा है कि 10 मामलों में से हर एक मामले में गलत पहचान होने का अनुमान है, और जब सांस्कृतिक और भाषी रूप से विविध समुदायों में घटनाएं होती हैं, तो ये मुद्दा और भी अधिक दिखाई देता है। सायरा, जो उनका असली नाम नहीं है, ऑस्ट्रेलिया आने से पहले जानती थी कि उनके पति के साथ संबंध खराब थे, लेकिन उन्हें इस बात का एहसास नहीं था कि पति द्वारा किए गए वित्तीय, भावनात्मक और यौन दुर्व्यवहार को दुर्व्यवहार माना जाता है। वह कहती है,
I never knew all the other things are also abuse. And I thought these are issues that can be resolved between husband and wife over the period.
Saira ke paas koi naukri nahi thi aur unke pati उनकी हर हरकत पे नजर रख रहे थे। सायरा कहती हैं कि वह शारीरिक और सामाजिक रूप से कष्ट भुगत रही थी।
I had two miscarriages and during even that time he wanted me to have sex with him and it was so painful. And he didn't leave me even for an hour to sleep. He was torturing me. And if I was crying also during that time, he would touch and see whether I'm crying or not, even in the night.
लेकिन वह अपने वीजा पर पहले से ही पैसा खर्च चुकी थी और इस डर से कि भारत में उनका परिवार उन्हें रिश्ते टूटने के लिए दोषी ना ठहराए, सायरा ने खुद काम करने की कोशिश करने का फैसला किया।
I was so upset that I didn't know what to do. I just asked him, "Do you want me to die without eating anything? Is that what is your aim?" That is when the issue has become big and he started saying you're a slave to me, you have to do things according to me and all these things. I was not ready to do it. He was just on my head. Literally he was standing on my head and he was shouting at the peak of his voice.
Saira ne पुलिस की मदद लेनी चाही और अपने पति को पुलिस द्वारा चेतावनी देने का प्रयास किया, मगर सायरा के अनुसार पुलिस स्थिति का आंकलन करने उनके घर नहीं आई और 4 घंटे बाद उन्हें वापस फोन किया। इन 2 फोन कॉलों के बीच सायरा और उनके पति के बीच हाथापाई हुई, मगर सायरा के पति ने सायरा पर घरेलू हिंसा का शिकार होने का दावा करते हुए पुलिस रिपोर्ट दर्ज कराई। डॉक्टर एलन रीज मोनाश जेंडर एंड फैमिली वायलेंस प्रिवेंशन सेंटर में पोस्ट डॉक्टोरल रिसर्च फेलो है। वे कहती है कि परिवार और घरेलू हिंसा के मामलों में प्रमुख हमलावर के रूप में विक्टिम सर्वाइवर के गलत पहचान असामान्य नहीं है।
It's really hard to get an exact prevalence of this issue, especially because, you know, the legal system generally doesn't record this, so we don't really have administrative data. But some recent statistics from the Family Violence Reform Implementation Monitor, they found between 6.7% and 48% of all women who are listed as respondents on intervention orders. So it's really common. And JIRA, who's an Aboriginal support service here in Victoria, they actually estimated that it's 90% of their clients, which is huge.
वह कहती हैं कि कुछ समूहों में ऐसा होने की संभावना अधिक है।
Women who are at higher risk of misidentification are First Nations women, migrant and refugee women, women with disability or mental health issues, but then you also have these underpinning factors such as drug and alcohol use, a prior history with the police, and women's use of force, which is commonly used within the context of self-defense or retaliation.
In Touch Multicultural Center Against Family Violence का आंकलन, जो शरणार्थी और प्रवासी पृष्ठभूमि की महिलाओं की मदद करता है, संकेत दे रहा है कि उनके पास आए लोगों में से 1/3 लोगों को अपराधी के रूप में गलत पहचाना गया है। मुख्य कार्यकारी माइकल मॉरिस का कहना है कि एक कारक जो गलत पहचान का कारण बन सकता है, वह है जब किसी पति पत्नी का साक्षात्कार बिना अनुवादक के किया जाता है।
The language barrier is critical, that when we have experienced family violence, we have a right to be able to tell our story in the way we want. And sometimes it's too difficult and sometimes it doesn't happen. But it has to happen every time because we're expecting police to make decisions at a point in time when they can't get all the facts, and that is problematic. One of the things that we've identified with a lot of the clients that come to In Touch is that they will come across, particularly when they're not speaking English, aggressively, or at a heightened state of emotion, and that will be assumed to be aggressive, so they will be named the prime aggressor.
वे कहते हैं कि victim survivor पुलिस के सामने ही इस विषय का खुलासा करना चुनते हैं. यह भी गलत पहचान में एक कारक हो सकता है.
We know that for a lot of women who are on temporary visas, they will be reluctant to tell everything to the police. So they may withhold some information because they falsely believe that they can be kicked out of the country in the next day.
Dr. Ellen Reeves का कहना है कि गलत पहचान के परिणाम व्यापक और जीवन बदलने वाले हैं. कुछ विक्टिम सर्वाइवर अपने बच्चों की देखभाल के अधिकार खो देते हैं या उनके वीजा में भी समस्याएं आ जाती हैं. वे कहती हैं कि इस वजह से वे अक्सर न्याय प्रणाली में विश्वास खो देते हैं.
This is really important because when a victim survivor is misidentified, their own safety needs often aren't acknowledged, and they do have safety needs and are likely to be at risk of re-abuse. But why would you call the police when that actually happens? Nothing in that experience signals to them that the police are there to help them. There's a lot of risk aversity with police where they know that they have to pick one party. They're not meant to be doing cross applications anymore, so they're sort of just making that decision and assuming that the courts will work it out. And in the courtroom, there are some issues too. I think it's not really acting as a safety net because women are really pressured to consent to orders made against them, which is just the nature of the intervention order system.
Dr. Reeves का कहना है कि कई राज्यों में सुधार के सकारात्मक संकेत हैं.
One thing that is being encouraged right now in magistrates' courts in Victoria is for magistrates to strike out applications so that women don't have to make that decision between consenting to an order and possibly then facing criminal charges if their perpetrator lures them into breaching it, as opposed to contesting the order, which can be a really long process in Tasmania, in WA, South Australia. I think the conversations are being had, but in terms of governments actually directly responding to it and law enforcement responding to it, I think there's still a long way to go. And part of that issue is that it's already built into what most states are trying to do in terms of long-term cultural change within the police and the legal system.
Lauren Calloway, Victoria Police में पारिवारिक हिंसा की असिस्टेंट कमिश्नर हैं। वे एक बयान में कहती हैं कि कई पारिवारिक हिंसा की घटनाओं की गतिशील प्रकृति को देखते हुए यह महत्वपूर्ण है कि पुलिस पूरी कहानी को समझने के लिए अधिक बारीकी से जांच करे।
We are committed to addressing the issues contributing to misidentifying predominant aggressors, as we know the impact it has on victims. Victoria Police is particularly concerned about the impact of misidentification on our priority communities. We know the risk of misidentification can be higher where there are communication barriers and distrust of police. One of my priorities is to look at opportunities to improve police's response to violence against women and children in our priority communities.
Saira kehti hai ki unki sthiti ki report mein unhe pramukh hamlawar ke roop mein darj kiya gaya tha, जो बाद में बदल दिया गया था, मगर 6 साल बाद भी वे निराश हैं जिस तरह से उनके साथ व्यवहार किया गया।
We just want someone to listen to our story at that point of time and guide us in the right way, because we are scared, especially women who come from a different country are scared.
लेकिन इसके बावजूद भी वे ऑस्ट्रेलिया वापस आने के विषय में सोचती हैं।
If I come back, definitely some job that I have to do or some studies I would like to do, and definitely I want to stand on my own legs. Rather than depend on someone, and I want to make a small difference in the society. I've taken enough from the society. I need to give back.
SBS News से Amy Hall की इस रिपोर्ट को प्रस्तुत किया है नताशा कॉल ने SBS हिंदी के लिए.